Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe surrounding our tiny, very troubled planet. And as usual, we're fortunate to have astronomer Christopher Phillips as our guide. Hey, Chris, welcome back. What's in store this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week's stargazers, Jupiter and Saturn can be seen in the east after sunset, with Mars rising also in the east at around 10 p.m. The moon is approaching its new moon phase towards week's end, so conditions will be perfect for stargazing.
And here's a story about a piece of technology that just keeps on giving, and another astronomical first too from the Hubble.
Indeed, it's 30 years old as well. Can you believe it?
Unbelievable.
And it's crazy. And it's continuing its track record of astronomical firsts. This time, the legendary space telescope was used to observe a total lunar eclipse. This is the first time any space telescope has performed such an observation. Now, you may be wondering why Hubble was used to observe a very large and obvious target. Well, the observations of the moon as it passed through the Earth's shadow, or umbra as it is known in astronomy, actually provides a great analog of transiting exoplanets as they orbit their host star.
And make the connection to how that helps us understand the alien worlds.
Well, if you've ever seen a lunar eclipse, you'll notice that the moon turns a deep shade of red. This is due to sunlight being filtered through the Earth's atmosphere and then reflecting off the lunar surface. By analyzing this light, we can determine the presence of chemicals in the atmosphere of the Earth. In this case, Hubble was able to detect ozone in the reflected light.
And you're saying the same thing could maybe detect atmospheres on alien planets?
Exactly. Now, while Hubble itself can't do that, the more advanced ground and space-based telescopes, such as the James Webb and the European Extremely Large Telescope that will come online sometime this decade, will be able to do that.
And I guess if we detect ozone in the atmosphere on another planet, that's a big one.
Yes, it's a very big one, in fact, because ozone is a byproduct of molecular oxygen, which itself is a byproduct of life.
And perhaps that next generation of space telescopes will answer that question.
It's going to be an extremely exciting decade for astronomy and our quest to find life in the universe.
And big competition for them from the Hubble, apparently.
Right. It keeps on giving.
It's Christopher Phillips. Thanks, man.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week. And you can find Stargazer at hawaiipublicradio.org.